And it gives you an opportunity to praise the Lord on the outside. So that's what we're, yeah. Oh, thank God for these young folks. Come on, give it up for these young people. Come on. And, oh man. I hope y'all are keeping score. When these young folk minister, it does something to all of us. You hear me? Amen. I don't know if we just remember where we used to be and all of that. I don't know. Man, that's some good stuff. So, yeah, you gonna sit on down somewhere. And so we're celebrating our dads. We're celebrating our dads. And on yesterday, we learned that, you know, we are super, as in dads, based upon what the Lord has done on the inside of us. Parenthetic, let me share a few things before we jump into the video. Dads, I want each of you to find some spots. We have a spot inside in the rear for you to take some really cool pictures with your family. We got frames, put your head through and all of that, with a phenomenal super dad backdrop. And on the front lawn here, we also have spots for dads to capture the moment. Current culture and social media says if you don't take a picture, it didn't happen. Amen. So I don't want you to leave today without the full experience of all that's taken place on today. So today, dads, we're celebrating you. You are super in our sight. As a matter of fact, let's give all the dads, come on. The fathers and father figures. Come on, come on. Glory, glory. And at this moment, we're going to share a video that captures the essence of dad being our superheroes.
Hello, you ready to be taken down?
Do you have a favorite superhero?
Yep, he's the best.
Nuh-uh, my superhero's the best.
What can your superhero do?
My superhero isn't afraid of anything.
Superhero helps people whenever they need it. He even helps cats.
Help! My cat is stuck in the tree!
Even when bad guys come to ruin the day, nothing is impossible for my superhero to defeat.
Superhero wants to teach me to be a superhero just like him.
You're an expert in God's law. What does God say? Love God with all of your heart, and your neighbor as yourself.
You're right. Do that, and you'll have eternal life.
Unlike some superheroes, mine knows where his powers come from.
Hey, Dad!
My favorite superhero isn't Superman, or Batman, or Wolverine, or Iron Man.
My favorite superhero is better than all of those combined.
My favorite superhero is my dad.
Mine too.
Heads up!
Who's ready for a water balloon fight?
Somebody help!
Oh, come on, give it up for those superhero dads. Amen. All the superhero dads. We have Elder Mooring in the house on today. Give God a hand for our elder and our superest of super dads. God bless you, Elder Mooring. Would you stand with me for the reading of the word? Thank God for these wonderful programs. On the rear, you will find the sermon notes. Or if you're more tech savvy, you can go to the YouVersion Bible app and simply click on live events. And there you will find your own digitized copy of the sermon notes for today. We're in Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. And we will thumb down to verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, thumbing down to verse 13. I want to thank God publicly for Reverend Herman Baxter for delivering the message on last Sunday. Give it up, give it up. Pentecost Sunday. Man, I'm grateful. I've heard the word and can't wait to listen to it. Amen. And I know that you were blessed on last Sunday. All right. So Matthew chapter 3, if you would, thumb down to verse 13. Those that have found it, say, I've got it. Those still looking, say, Lord, help me. All right. Now I'm going to tell you going in now. Here it is. I know y'all got reservations. You got all types of things prepared for dad. All right. We're going to preach 7 minutes. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I wanted to make the dads happy. You know, I wanted to make the dads happy. All right, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Listen as I read from the Christian Standard Bible. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And yet you come to me? Jesus answered him, allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then John allowed him to be baptized. When Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. One more time, verse 17, and a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Want to put a tag on this text and preach from the subject, Good Father. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your example, how you've modeled before us what a good father does, is, and responds to his children. Father, we're so grateful for all of the fathers and father figures that we've experienced in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for the men who stood in the gap for us when we couldn't handle it ourselves. Father, we thank you for the fathers and grandfathers, uncles, cousins, them. Thank you for the men in our campuses, the men in our neighborhoods. We're just grateful, Father God, and we honor and bless your name for them on today. Now, Father, help us to be reminded of the attributes of a good father and what he does to ensure the success of his children. Father, I pray that you would comfort us, that you would speak to us and through us. Ultimately, that you would be glorified and that your kingdom would be expanded. Have your way in this place on today. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say, amen. Amen. Everybody say, the good Father. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, ushers. You may be seated. At the top of your sermon notes, you see our message moment, which again helps us to capture the essence of what we're preaching and teaching on today. Listen as I share the message moment. God the Father gives all dads a threefold approach to preparing our children for success. God the Father gives all dads a threefold approach to preparing our children for success. Every child needs the support of their father or a father figure to empower them. Every child. And we have learned and discovered and even lived that the value of a father or father figure in a child's life is not even measurable. It is vastly beyond what we could even imagine or think. And that is so important today because we understand now that many of us are where we are based upon the investment of a father or a father figure. Now notice, I got to put that clause because some individuals lost their father at an early age. Some individuals never had the relationship with the father. But we have learned and lived enough to know that God always sends a witness. He'll send someone in his or her life to plant that seed, to speak that word, to offer that encouragement in a tangible sense so that our lives can go the path that God would have them. Every child needs that support. As a little boy, he was trying to help his dad out by picking up and moving a rock from the middle of the driveway. And this rock was pretty big. He said, Dad, it's just too heavy. He said, Son, I believe in you. I think you can do it. And the boy kept trying. He was doing everything. He was grimacing and pushing, but the rock would not budge. He said, Dad, I can't. It's just too heavy. Father insisted, Son, I believe that you can do it. Again, the boy went back to the rock. He's pushing, he's pulling, he's grappling, but nothing he is doing can even cause the rock to budge. Finally, he said, Dad, I'm trying, but it's just too heavy. He said, Son, that's because you haven't tapped into all of your strength. He said, Dad, but I am. You can see that I'm grimacing, I'm sweating, but I can't move it. He said, no, son, you have not tapped into your strength because you haven't asked me to help. Had you just asked me, son, you would have actually tapped into all of the strength that's available to you. You see, beloved, there is more strength available to every single one of you than you actually have in your own two hands, and that is the strength that is found in a good father. So on today, I simply want to, number one, remind the good fathers of the value that you are to your family. I don't want you to ever feel like your presence does not matter, that your contribution is too small. Every time you step in to pick something up, every time you step in to just listen or to be present, every time you offer words of affirmation and encouragement, Dad, you are demonstrating the role of a good father. But this message is also to those of us who are children to be appreciative of what the Lord has placed into our lives. Maybe if you had constructed the father the way you thought you wanted, he would have turned out different, but that's not this story. You've got what you got, and so you got to be grateful that God thought enough of you to give you what you have. Can I get a witness right there? And so, with this image of a good father, the father gives us a picture of what a good father looks like. So as we make our way in Matthew chapter 3, we got to kind of moonwalk through the beginning of Matthew because we have not heard from Jesus since his birth. Get that down. So Matthew opens up and talks about Jesus' birth, his lineage, and how he came to be on earth. And we discover that he is put under the authority of Joseph. I call Joseph the Godfather. Because he was the earthly father of God. Now, Joseph had nothing to do with Jesus' birth. He just shows up at the right time to give Jesus the covering that he needed. No, he was not the biological father, but yet, Joseph, I'm preaching to myself, Joseph stepped in on divine assignment to minister to God the Son. So if it was important for Jesus to have that covering, it helps me to understand how valuable I am to the life of my children. Brother, I need you to know something right now. You have value, Dad. So we see Jesus at his birth in Matthew chapter 1, and we don't hear anything about him until Matthew chapter 3, where we find Jesus going to be baptized. So watch this. Matthew goes from Jesus' birth to his baptism. And so we meet Jesus in Matthew chapter 3. He is hanging out with this dude, John the Baptizer. John the Baptizer. He was an unusual fellow. He had weird clothes. He hung out in weird places, but he was pronouncing, watch this, to repent because the kingdom of God was near. He was heralding that y'all need to get baptized. Somebody say, baptized. And so John the Baptizer came and he was handling his business, understanding that he was not the Messiah, but that he was the forerunner. He was setting a pick for the Messiah. Oh, I like that by myself. And so he comes baptizing at the Jordan. And so this powerful man, John the Baptist, he is doing his thing. You look at chapter 3, verse 4. It said, now John had a camel hair garment with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. John was a bad man, y'all. Amen. And our current culture, we would have thought John was a little off, that his cornbread wasn't done. But in the text, we discover that John was on assignment. And so the Lord Jesus makes his way on the scene. And he says in verse 13, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. So let's look at your opening section on your handout. It says, Jesus submits to baptism, watch this, to identify with sinners. To identify with sinners because, as I've already communicated, John came heralding that we ought to be baptized, watch this, into repentance for the remission of sins. We ought to be baptized into repentance. But Jesus, you have committed no sin. I hope y'all are hearing me this morning. Jesus committed no sin. So Jesus, why are you coming to be baptized by John? He came to be baptized to identify with us. In order for him to usher us in, he had to be a visible demonstration and to identify with our sinful state. So although he was not a sinner, he knew no sin, it was the will of God for Jesus to be baptized. So that we can catch a visualization of what the death, burial, and resurrection look like. So his mission on your handout was one of redemption and restoration. And this ritual, the baptizing ritual, was essential. So as he submits himself to John's baptism, John's like, wait a minute, Jesus, I don't know. You come to me. I clearly see that you are the one that we have long waited for. I need to be baptized by you. Jesus said, no, allow it for now. Because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness. So then he submits and surrenders, and John baptizes them, takes him down. And the text says in verse 16, when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened up for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove coming down on him. And then verse 17, and a voice from heaven said. Now I want you to use your spiritual eye. I want you to see this text in a wider perspective, because in Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we see a visualization of the triune Godhead. I think you read it too fast. It said, the Spirit of God descended upon the Son of God. There's two. And then it says, and a voice came from heaven. That's three. So in Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, if that don't make you happy, something wrong. But I'm here to let you know that the heavenly host was celebrating the baptism of Jesus Christ, because they knew what was to come. They understood that he was given a foreshadowing of what was to happen, of his death, burial, and resurrection. And so he came up out of the water, and then this voice from heaven. Let me give you what this good father does. Man, I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me clearly. The Lord Jesus is coming up out of the water. The Spirit of God is descending like a dove. And then a voice from heaven speaks. Get ready to write. This is my. Stop right there. I like that right there. This is my. I'm talking to the good fathers in the house. Good fathers, the first thing your young people need to hear, or your not so young people, whatever ones you father, they need to hear acceptance. I want you to get that down. Everybody say acceptance. Acceptance. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say acceptance. Acceptance. The Lord said, the Lord God him said, this is my. Sons and daughters need to know who they belong to. Oh, I'm preaching this to myself. God Almighty. So the Father, in essence, is communicating. He is pointing from heaven with his heavenly finger, and he is declaring, watch this one is mine. Oh, I like that right there. See, that is the acceptance that every child needs. Every child needs to hear, watch this, that you belong to me. Let me tell you what that does. That does for a child. Let's a child know that they belong. Let's a child know that, watch this, that they're not an accident. Let's a child know that there is someone that they can identify with. This is mine. What does that do for you when someone takes ownership of you and your life? It helps you to feel accepted. So when we survey the landscape, one of the challenges that young people face now is a feeling of not being accepted. See, you get that child prepared for the world by helping them to know at home that they belong to somebody. So that by the time they get out there, they don't have to worry about the rejection out there, because they've already been accepted at home. You belong to me. But not all, that's not all. I'm still in the text. First thing is acceptance. So, Father, I want you to get into your mind, get into your spirit, get into your heart, and affirm those that belong to you, that you belong to me. Not only acceptance in the text, the second thing we see, real simply, is affection. I'm still in the text. He said, this is my beloved son. Oh, God. So what the Father is declaring is, I love him. Oh, I like this. I like this, y'all. See, sons and daughters need to hear of their father's love. Let me help you, dads. Don't assume that they know based upon your performance. Oh, God, I've been there. I'm at home. I'm doing my fatherly duties. I'm providing. I'm showing up. I'm performing. But your children, regardless of their age, they need to hear of your love. And I know that makes us uncomfortable, makes us a little awkward. But every chance you get, Dad, speak words of affection to your children, especially your daughters. You make them brothers have to work out there. So that when they leave your house, they will be so affirmed, they will be so overflowing with affection, watch this, that they can spot a phony. But also these sons need to hear it too. These sons need to know of a father's love. They need to be in touch with that side of their emotions where they're not so tough and hard and brutal, where they can open up their hearts and their mouths and display affection. Dad, you ought to kiss your son. So the first thing in the text is acceptance. I'm almost finished. The second thing in the text is affection. The first one, acceptance says, you belong to me. The second one, affection, declares, you're loved by me. Thirdly, the text is moving. He said, this is my beloved son, here it is, with whom I am well pleased. The third thing that is necessary to be a good father is approval. Is approval. Approval. Sons and daughters need to know that they're good enough. Help me, y'all. They need to know that they have worth and value. Watch this. Not because of anything they do, but just because of who they are. They're yours. Now, if we were keeping score, of course, we understand that Jesus is eternal. But for the sake of the discussion, he has been born. Watch this in Matthew chapter 1. All that he has done was gone to John the Baptist to be baptized. He hadn't performed any miracles. He hadn't done anything. He hadn't been raised from the dead. He hadn't raised the dead. He hadn't done anything on earth as of yet. But yet the Father still affirms and offer his approval, which helps me to understand, beloved, that my approval of my children is not based upon performance. I don't love you because of this. I love you, period. Oh, I need a witness up in here. I love you, period. Let me backtrack. He said, we have the acceptance. You belong to me. We have affection. You're loved by me. Then we have approval. You're wonderful to me. Now, some of you are thinking, man, had I heard those words, where would I be today? I'm sad to say nothing you can do about that. But you can help succeeding generations. There's nothing you can do about lost time. There's nothing you can do about absentee fathers. But you can focus on succeeding generations. So the father affirmed his son in three ways: acceptance, affection, and approval. But I need you to understand, at this very moment, Jesus' earthly ministry had not yet begun. So that approval is not based upon performance. But the text is moving. So the good father's words to his son, prepare him for what's next. I'm trying to cut this off, but let me just finish with this last part. Somebody say, then. Come on, say, then. So watch this. He goes to John to be baptized. John says, wait a minute, man, I can't baptize you. You are the coming Messiah. I said, listen, let's do this because it will fulfill what the Lord has in his will. All right, I'm going to do it, but I don't want to, but I'm going to do it. He baptizes the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes up out of the water. The triune Godhead celebrates his very presence. And then the text says, then. Oh, I like that by myself. See, here is what I need for you to understand. Dads, good fathers, when you are affectionate with your children, when you accept them, when you approve of them, then you get them ready for the thens in their lives. But if you don't do it now, when the then comes, they will not be ready. Preach, Pastor Brown. Look at chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the very Spirit that descended him into the wilderness, there it is, to be tempted by the devil. I'm about to let you go, but I need you to catch this. The temptation doesn't come until Jesus has been affirmed, approved, and given love. So you're trying to figure out why you've been stumbling and flipping and falling out. That acceptance, that affection, that approval sets you up for the trials of life. So we win with the powerful, there it is, words of our good Father. Oh, dads, I need you to fill me up in here. I need you to take every opportunity you get to let your children know that you accept them, that you have affection for them, and that you approve of them regardless of what they have done. There's a daughter of elementary school principal. She got into trouble like many of us did, amen. But again, she was the daughter of the school principal. She was doing something she had no business doing, and her teacher corrected her. The girl ignored the teacher's reprimand and continued to do exactly what the teacher told her to stop doing. So then the teacher leaned down and got eye to eye with this little girl. She said, look at here. You're going to get punished, young lady, if you don't change your behavior. Little girl looked up at the teacher and said with confidence, she's pulling rank. She said, do you know who my father is? And y'all, that's a word for somebody up in here. Y'all, when that enemy comes and attacks you, when he comes and tries to tempt you, when he comes and tries to take the stuff the Father has, you ought to look at that enemy and say, do you know who my Father is? Do you know how he loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son for me? Do you know who my Father is? Is there a witness in the house that is not ashamed to testify and to let the enemy know who your Father is? Somebody say, he's a good, good Father. Y'all stand with me real quick. We're going to worship our way on out here. Come on, stand with me. I want you to give God a hand of praise right where you are. Come on, come on. Come on, give him a hand of praise right where you are. Come on. And I want you to just close your eyes right where you are. Just close your eyes and lift your hands. Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Let's worship our good Father. Hopefully you get those words on the screen. Come on, come on, come on. Let's worship the Lord. I thought I put them in there. Come on, are they there? Find that good, good Father. Yes. Just tell the Lord how wonderful it is right now. Tell him how wonderful he is right now. Come on. Y'all can find it. Listen carefully. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. Come on, y'all. Come on. is who you are. Come on, sing it with me. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. Come on, say it. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. Come on. It's who you are. Worship the Lord. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Verse 2, listen. So I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father.
It's who you are.
Come on, y'all.
It's who you are.
Come on.
It's who you are,
and I'm loved by you.
It's who I am.
It's who I am.
It's who I am.
It's who I am.
It's who I
One
am.
More time, come on. You're a good, good Father.
It's who you are.
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 And I'm loved by you.
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Perfect in all of your ways.
Come on, worship him, yeah.
Perfect in all of your ways.
You are
perfect in all of your ways. To us,
right there, you are perfect.
It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Come on.
It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways.
You are
perfect in all of your ways.
You are
perfect in all of your ways.
Father, some praise right there. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, keep playing that softly. Come on. Woo! Father, we thank you. We thank you for your perfect love demonstrated through your perfect Son that allows us to have a perfect relationship with you. Not perfect because of us, but perfect because of you. And Lord, we receive it, we relish it, and we are overjoyed by your love towards us. How you accept us through your Son, how you are affectionate with your love to us demonstrated through your Son, and how you approve of us by the finished work of your Son on the cross at Calvary. And Father, now we ask that you would touch that man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice now. Father, they've never known your love or experienced your love personally. Father, we're asking now that you would touch every heart under the sound of my voice. Lord, that you would empower them, that you would give them the courage by faith to take a step towards their destiny. In the name of Jesus, let everybody say amen. Come on, put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. We're going to come back.